Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This is the story of a boy who's discovered a remarkable new power.
Basically, I can move between dreams and reality, and even bring things with me.
No way!
That's so cool!
This is the story of a girl who's known of her powers for years.
You have a lot to learn, Evan.
Then teach me, Anna!
This is the story of a dangerous new threat to the world.
I'm the most powerful dream breacher there has ever been. And I'm going to prove it.
This is Dream Breachers.
Is it just me, or does the building look different?
Different how?
Scarier?
Just you.
Maybe it's just that we look different. I mean, I don't mean to boast, but we clean up good. I'm not sure any of us would ever look this good.
Just stop, Marco.
Seriously, look at Emmy.
Stop, you're embarrassing me. You all look very nice, though, it's true.
Alright, guys, we have to, you know, go in, eventually. Evan, you ready?
Let's go.
We should act normal, at least for a little while.
There's nothing normal about us. Being at a school dance, I mean.
Still.
One by one, we can slip out, and we'll find where Henry's sleeping.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom and check on Henry in London.
Be careful, Evan.
I will.
I'll come too. Dude, for real, you look sharp tonight.
You do too.
Emmy, though. Wow.
Yeah, we all look nice, Marco. I get it. Okay. I'm gonna try to quiet my mind and let this Kilner do the work.
This seeing eye Kilner freaks me out.
Okay. Shh. I can see.
It's strange to find myself locking someone in a closet for the second time in 2 weeks, and yet here we are. Ow.
You can't just leave me here.
Oh, you'll be safe. Enough here, I think. And don't mind the smoke.
It's happening soon. Henry tied up a security guard and he's setting off smoke bombs. We have to find the second Henry, fast.
Okay, come on.
What did you see?
We have to be quick. Let's split up and look around like we planned.
Okay, let's go.
Are you expecting anyone?
No. You?
No.
Hello? Can I help you?
Oh, hi.
Nate, who is it?
I'm a friend of Evan's, I guess. I'm Helen. I'm Anna's mom.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Is he home?
No, he's gone to the school dance. They've all gone. Anna, too.
Anna went to a school dance?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, all the kids went together.
Interesting.
It took some encouraging. Would you like to come in?
Perhaps another time. I need to find Anna.
Is everything okay?
It will be. You've raised quite an incredible young man.
Thank you. You've obviously made a lot of sacrifices for your daughter.
She's lucky to have found Evan as a friend.
Mm.
But I really should go.
Well, we should have coffee sometime. Does that sound ridiculous?
Of course not. It sounds lovely. I should go.
Of course.
There he is. What do we do?
Shh, don't wake him up.
But don't we want to give him the Kellner? Don't we need to wake him up to stop him?
Why didn't we think this through?
Oh, I'm waking him up. Henry! Henry, wake up!
Okay, so that's not going to work. I guess to do what he does, he's in some kind of crazy deep sleep.
So, what do we do? I'll text Marco and Emmy and tell them we're in the old AV closet.
Okay, so let's just take the doll. And remember, throw it into my bag. It's enormously risky to keep that channel open for any longer than you have to. It'll connect you directly to Henry, and no one wants that.
But Henry will know we've done it. And he'll be mad he's cut off from his twin. And he won't believe me the next time I see him when I want to give him the Violet Kellner.
Let's just put the Kellner under this Henry, then.
But then we'll have no way of making sure it's working.
Evan, we're running out of time.
Oh, okay, I'm taking the doll.
Here, in the bag.
Oh, wow, I can see it. It's like the channel is here, in the room with us.
Evan, I don't love that you can see that when you're not even sleeping.
But I can.
Put the doll in the bag, Evan.
But what if I just have to dive in? I don't know. It's like the wall of water at the breach, but more like a flat channel.
Evan, I don't want to fight you on this, but I need the doll.
I don't even want to fight, but you've left me no choice.
Evan?
I know how to do it.
How to do what?
I think the snow globe, it was maybe sent to help me.
What are you talking about?
It'll be like building Giant's Causeway.
How?
A road is going to rise for me.
Evan, I don't know.
Trust me, Anna. You'll keep the doll here, and this channel will stay open. And I'll just run through and then back. Give me the Kellner, Anna. I'll take it to him.
You can do that?
Only one way to find out. Here, you keep the seeing eye Kellner, too.
Okay. Okay, I guess.
And make sure nothing happens to the doll, so I can get back. I'm gonna drop it and run in.
I don't know about this. It's all happening too fast. That'll be Marco and Emmy. Hey, guys. Come in.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. We found the doll and...
Wait. Where's Evan?
What? He's right... Gone.
Gone where?
Through there.
I don't see anything.
Me neither. But he did.
In time?
Evan? In time for what?
To, help.
But what are you doing here? How are you here? And how did you get the other doll? Wait, you came through the Poppet channel?
I did.
Whoa.
I know. Even I'm impressed. We'll be so powerful, no one will be able to stop us.
Attaboy. That's more like it. But I'm going to need you to step aside. I need my friend on the other side to help me out with a sensitive matter right now.
Ooh, what is it? What are we up to?
We're about to take possession of all the Kellners the AODB has collected before they're able to destroy them.
The Violet Killer must be in there somewhere, and if it's not, I'll have the leverage I need to find out who has it.
What exactly did he do, anyway? Max Siren, I mean. I'd like to know more about the person I'm helping you get revenge on.
He stripped my parents of their breaching powers right as they were confronting some breachers, your beloved Garvin and Crowley, who were trying to stop them from taking their rightful positions of power in the ranks of breachers. They fell to their deaths, pushed off a cliff in a dream, but then dying in real life.
What do you mean, their rightful positions of power?
They were the most powerful breacher couple that ever lived, and they deserve to be treated like royalty. Anyway, stop distracting me. My twin was supposed to give me the codes. You've gone and ruined
you
everything.
You don't need these Kilners.
Stop talking.
I have the Violet Kilner, Henry.
What? How?
Here, catch.
What's with the pouch?
Honestly, I was afraid to touch it until I was ready to use it. Until I was with you.
Well, took you long enough. But I'm pleased with the results of our collaboration, Evan. Oh, would you look at that? Such lovely color and shine. And tonight, when I use it to dream, then my parents will join me at last.
Yeah, that's right. Just hold it for another minute. Relish the moment.
Wait. Something feels off. What are you talking about? Relishing the moment.
Oh, it's working.
What have you done?
You're being relieved of your breaching powers.
You can't do that. You're as bad as they were. You'll doom me to repeat my parents' fate.
Sorry, Henry. Actually, I can't take all the credit. Anna's the one who did it. She made the Violet Kilner. And this one, too.
Anna. Of course. She had it the whole time?
Something like that.
Well, if you think you're walking away with my precious dolls, think again. I'm sure I have some matches here somewhere.
No, don't!
Ah, here we go. I'll just light this one up.
No!
And that should close that channel right up.
Please, please put the fire out. How will I get back?
Should have thought of that before you came through, I suppose. Airport's that way.
No!
And there it goes. Poof. And who's the clever one now, Evan? I'll be going now. But trust me, this won't be the last you see of me.
Evan went through the channel?
Yes. The doll is still here, so I guess you can come back, and I can hear it.
I don't see or hear anything.
Me neither.
Trust me, it's there. Evan could see it really clearly. And I can hear it, except... No, it just closed. Hand me the doll.
Here.
It's not working, and oh, wow, it's hot.
Anna, drop it! The doll's burning! Watch out! So where's Evan?
We have no idea. Except... Wait. The Seeing Eye Kilner. Maybe I can use it to see where he is.
Do it. Hurry.
Okay. He's... walking. Leaving a building. I see... a river. He's just walking.
Anna, I don't know what's happening. I hope you're watching. Can you hear me? Can you? I'm in London. Look!
He's showing me he's in London. He's walking past Big Ben. He's writing something?
I'm gonna write this down in case you can't hear me.
He's writing, "How am I going to get home?"
Unless he buys a plane ticket... I honestly have no idea.
Me neither. Wait, he's writing again. Going to nap and dream up a plane ticket and cab fare. Cover for me, like with my parents, please.
Great minds.
Who's in there? This is Principal Perez. Open this door immediately.
Uh-oh.
Hey there, you lad.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Sorry, officer.
Shouldn't you be in school, eh?
Oh, I'm on vacation. I'm actually heading home to the airport now.
Yeah? Where's your folks, then?
Oh, we got separated. But here, look. Yes! I have my ticket right here.
Well, you best hurry off, then. This flight leaves in an hour.
Oh, okay. Wow. Thanks for waking me up.
You know how to get there, eh?
Taxi?
You got the money for that, eh?
I do.
Well, let's get you on your way, then.
All right, officer.
Can you deliver this lad to Heathrow Airport?
Of course, sir. All right, up in.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Don't make me break this door down.
What do we do? I don't even go to this school.
You guys hide and I'll get rid of him. Then get out of here so you can keep tabs on Evan.
Emmy, what will you say? You'll get in trouble.
I'll figure something out.
Okay, Marco, let's hide over here.
Hi, Principal Perez.
Emiko Watanabe? You're the last person I'd suspect of wandering off.
Oh, I can explain.
Who are you talking to? I heard voices.
No, I'm alone. I can explain.
Come along, then. We can talk in my office.
What do we do now?
Let's go someplace quiet, so I can check in on Evan.
Only one problem.
What?
The only way out is through...
Through where?
Through there.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, Marco, where are you off to in such a hurry?
Oh, well, when will you ever learn?
Why? What do you mean?
Let's find some place to sit.
Okay, there, bus stop bench.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Deep. Calming breath. Kilner in my hand. Calming breath. Looking through Evan's eyes. He's running through an airport.
Excellent.
And he's at the gate. Waiting, waiting.
Hi, I need to get on this plane. I have a ticket. This is my seat.
Sorry, but you must be on the wrong flight. This seat is taken.
No. No, I can't.
Oh, no. There's some issue. Someone else has a ticket for the same seat and is already in the seat.
Oh, jeez.
The flight's fully booked. They're not letting him on.
Oh, no. Oh. What's he doing?
He's walking away. He's tearing up. Oh, Evan, don't cry. We'll figure this out. I wish we could talk to him.
We need a new plan. Got any new ideas?
Maybe... No.
What?
Maybe I'm just thinking out loud. The way Evan was able to travel through the channel?
Yeah?
We had no idea he could do that, right? Maybe he could travel through me.
I don't follow.
He could come into my dream, then out here... home. I mean, that's basically what Crowley does, even though he turns into a bird to do it.
It's so crazy, it just might work. But how do we tell him to try it? What's he doing now?
He's sitting down by an empty gate. He seems tired. He's curling up. His eyes are closing. Oh my gosh, he's going to sleep.
Okay. Why is that good news?
I'll sleep too. I'll go into his dream to get him.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, out with it.
Well, you see, I was worried for my friend Evan, because I know he wasn't responsible for everything that's been happening. And I wanted to find proof. And I did.
Oh, you did you?
Yes, I found a man sleeping there.
Well, where is he now?
He ran off. His name is Henry Statton. I believe you caught him snooping around earlier this week.
Of course! I knew that guy seemed suspicious.
I knew you would. Now, if it's all right, I'd love to go back down to the dance.
Of course, Emmy. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Marco! I'm on my way out! Where are you guys?
Hey!
Oh, hey. Where's Anna?
She's going to the treehouse to dream Evan home.
What?
She thinks maybe if he comes into her dream, he can come out here.
That's crazy.
He was able to go through a dream, right?
I guess. And what about us? What do?
I was hoping we'd stay.
Here?
Just one little dance.
Cool.
Crowley, I have no time for you.
What are you doing? You're all in over your heads.
What would you know about it?
You can make Kilners. You made the Violet Kilner.
Who told you that?
Your mother. Garvin also mentioned.
Oh, so now you're all besties again?
Where is it?
It's safe.
It's not safe so long as it exists.
I don't have time for this right now. I have to sleep. Why are you even here?
Your mother thought I would get to you faster. She tried to find you at the dance, but you were already gone. Now why did you rush off? Why the rush to sleep?
I have to bring Evan home.
What are you talking about?
He's stuck in London.
I know, I saw, but how?
He went through the channel between the dolls, between the Henrys. But Henry, the one in London, the real one, he destroyed one of the dolls.
And you're bringing him home how?
Through my dreams.
Anna, you can't. It's just not done.
You do it?
I turn into a crow to do it. What will happen when all the people around him see a boy disappear into thin air?
I don't care. We're doing this now. Now get out.
I can go to London. I can bring him home the old-fashioned way.
He needs to come home now. Henry doesn't have his poppets anymore, but he's still out there, and Evan's all alone.
There will be consequences, Anna.
Like there are for you?
Anna.
Go away!
You think Anna's plan is going to work?
I sure hope so, Emmy. Do you ever wish you were a breacher?
Honestly, I really do, yeah. You?
Oh, totally, so much.
It's all I think about.
It's weird to know they exist, but not be one.
Their lives seem bigger somehow.
We're going to have big lives too, Marco. I know it.
Here with you like this, Emmy? I absolutely believe that you're right.
No more beaches.
Dreams for sale. Get your Kilners here. Shiny new Kilners here.
I thought Kilners were gone.
Not anymore. New ones popping up all over. Some girl's been making them, and they're good too. Real evil-like. Sell them like hotcakes.
This isn't real, and I don't want my dream. I need Evan's dream.
And on the charges of first-degree murder, how do you plead, Mr. Rickert?
Innocent.
Baloney! He did it! He did it!
Order in the court! Order in the court!
Don't worry, Evan. Being dead isn't so bad. You should try it sometime.
But I didn't kill you! I just took away your powers! You can live a normal life now!
A normal life? I'd rather be dead.
No, no!
Evan!
Anna!
You did it.
Did what?
We stopped Henry. It worked. This is a dream. You're asleep at the airport.
Right. Okay. Wow. But how do I get home?
I want you to try something. I need you to believe.
Okay.
I want you to come with me. To my treehouse. Through my dream.
What?
You can do it. It's the same thing Crowley does, basically. And if you can go through the channel, you can do this. Take my hand. We'll go to my dream, then home.
Your beach again.
What can I say? I like it. Let's wake up, okay?
Yeah, let's.
Evan!
Anna!
You did it!
You did it!
We stopped Henry!
We did! We did. Huh. Henry burned his doll, but what about the other?
It spontaneously combusted.
Oh, wow! So we're good! As long as we keep the Violet Kilner safe, we're good.
So, about that.
Yeah. Tell me...
I think we need to have a word with the AODB.
Agreed, but...
I know, you need to go home, your parents. The uncles will be worried too, but later, when it's actually time to sleep...
Perfect. Thanks, Anna.
You okay, Ev? You look a bit rough.
Too much dancing,
What? Oh, yeah, exactly that.
Is there more? Anna's mother came by. She seemed concerned.
Can we just go with too much dancing for now? I'm so tired. But hey, here's some good news. They found that Henry guy sleeping at school, so he's gonna get charged with trespassing and stuff. Huh. It's obvious now that he framed me by putting stuff in my locker.
Well, that's good news. And hey, what did you do with those fake clippings and documents anyway?
This is weird, but... they're gone. Like, poof.
What?
They came along with this power Henry had, and as soon as he didn't have it anymore, it all went away.
That's pretty wild. Sounds like those older breachers did their job.
Yeah, Dad. That's exactly what happened.
Ah.
So things will quiet down now with this Henry no longer breaching?
They should. Anna and I are going to see the Ancient Order tonight, just to, you know, thank them and wrap things up.
How polite.
We try. In the meantime, I'm beat, and I'm expected at the arcade in the morning, so don't worry if I'm up and out before you're up.
Good night, Evan.
Night.
This is highly unusual.
What is?
Being summoned here like this.
You left me the Kilner. You told me to use it if I ever needed to get in touch.
We know what you were attempting to do in London.
You need to return all the Kilners immediately.
Mm-hmm. What?
We don't have them.
You were there, Evan. We know you were there.
I don't have the Kilners.
But here's a twist. I can make Kilners. With my bare hands. And if you try to shut down breaching by collecting Kilners and taking them out of commission ever again, I will simply replace each and every one of them with a new one.
There's not enough siren sea glass in the world for that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be so sure of that. At any rate, I have plans to destroy the Violet Kilner.
You'll be sanctioned for that.
No, I won't. And it's you who will be sanctioned.
By whom?
I think Mac is coming back. Any minute now. I think Mac Siren has been watching Henry for years and was waiting for all of this to happen. We think he was sending messages, preparing Evan for this in his dreams. I also think he sent cryptic messages to my mother. That's how she knew what you were doing with the Kilners. I think maybe even Jenksy has been in touch with Mac.
Well, where is he now, then?
I don't know. But either way, the party's over for the Ancient Order. We're here now, a new generation of Breachers. And we've got our eyes on you.
Oh.
Who's there?
You can't tell them I was here.
I don't even know who you are, so how can I tell anyone you were here?
Just leaving you a gift.
Is that the missing page from the Book of Kilners?
Please, you didn't get it from me.
Who are you?
I'm going now.
Wait! Your voice... I recognize it. You're... Jenksy.
I am. My pronouns are they, them.
I'm Naya. She, her. But why are you giving me this?
You're going to want to show them.
But they already know about the Violet Kilner. They have it. They stopped Henry.
Flip the page over, Naya.
Oh, no. No, that can't be real.
Afraid it is.
High score!
That's what I was thinking too, Anna. A new generation of Breachers needs more than just the two of us, right?
Totally.
And you're sure your mother's okay with us using the Kilner like that?
Well, if she's not, I'll just make another one.
Hey, so... I think, well, when I was with Henry, I heard a crow. I think Crowley was there.
He was.
I think he took all the Kilners.
Wait, this psychic Henry took me to see mentioned a crow coming for him.
For real?
I clearly was not in any state to put it together.
Hey, guys.
Hey!
You did it!
We all did it.
Well, you guys did most of the work. We just have your backs.
Well, it's more than that, isn't it? And Evan and I were just talking about how we're part of this new generation of Breachers. But the thing is, we need more of us. And my mom gave me this Kilner.
Oh, so many Kilners.
Which one is that?
It's the one that turns a person into a Breacher.
What?
And we were thinking...
Oh, please, 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 let it be what I think it's gonna be.
We want to make you guys Breachers.
What?
What? Really?
For real.
Tonight.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know what they say.
What do they say, Marco?
It's already tonight somewhere, and I'm pretty tired. Good night, Sigmund.
Dream Breachers is a Pinna original production, created and written by Tara Altobrando. Audio services provided by Dagaz Media. Voice direction, casting, and audio production by Fred Greenhalgh and Casey Turner. Original score by Frank Schulmeier. Dialogue editing, sound design, and mix by Rory O'Shea. Characters voiced by Pi Crosby, Maya Koloski, Jaden Luo, Gia Chase, Thomas Campbell, Lisa Boucher-Hartman, Eric Moody, Jordan Cobb, Cullen Burke, Cliff Chapman, Christine Marshall, Chris Bellinger, Aaron Lockman, Alessandra Asaf, Amina Karoma, Andrew James Spooner, Anna Carvalho, Ben Crow, Brent Ascari, Cassidy Kasten, Chantal King, Ed Romanoff, Erica Murphy, Dustin Tucker, Hannah Daly, Heath Miller, Ian Carlson, Ian Meredith Lindsay, Grace Bauer, Jack Airy, James Herrera, Jared Monjo, Karen Bartka, Kevin Cutliffe, Lisa Stathopoulos, Luis Bermudez, Lucas Crowell, Marie Stewart Harmon, Mariah Bergeron, Marjolaine Whittlesey, Melissa Medina, Ozma Kasten, Philippe Boucher, Roger Gregg, Tony Riley. Child Development Consultation by Mariana Diaz-Vionchek, Ph.D. Cultural Consultation by Mariana Diaz-Vionchek, Ph.D. Maria Teresa Furtado and Rachel Gottfried Clancy. Production Management by Ash Beecher. Production Support by Thaddeus Dankwa. Executive Produced by Amy Kraft.
In a bit of strange news, multiple witnesses have been reporting an incident at Heathrow Airport where they claim that a boy who was sleeping by one of the gates disappeared into thin air.
He was just there, and then he wasn't.
I've never seen anything like it.
Authorities are seeking additional information on the number below, and a full investigation is expected.
The information hotline for case 342. To whom am I speaking?
Someone with information about the boy.